It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guide.
Coming at you like a pit bull, because it's a mitful. It's the Grilling Guys. And you got it. Jop is on vacation. I'm leading off.
Mexico.
Yeah, I'm leading off. And I got our boy Chaz here to fill in for him.
I'm here. I'm ready.
He does a good job of filling in, too. If you want to fill something in, you use Chaz, because he's just that steady backup.
Hey, I play the offensive line. I know the drill.
There you go. another guy we've got that's always at the ready is Squirrel Boy, as Conrad likes to call him, because he talked Conrad into eating some squirrel. And it's Brad Ensing from Garrett's Appliance. How are you, buddy?
Good. How are you guys doing this morning?
That's a legendary story now. It lives on.
And he had no problem eating that until he knew what it was.
No, free food in the studio? That's a DJ requirement, man.
I just love it.
You know, if you worked by me, everybody never trusts anything I eat. It's almost like I have to take a lie detector test before I feed you anything here.
But they have no problem going into the supermarket and picking up anything with an 8-colored wrapper on it and just stuffing it in their pie hole.
Hormone-encrusted crud for your body.
Yeah, yeah.
Yummy.
Yeah, you got, you know, God's greatness here in your plate instead. No, it's weird. I didn't get it at the store. Anyway, That's my rant. Sorry about that. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing this morning?
Well, we just... Jop's on vacation, so we brought in Chaz to fill in the hole here, and you know how he likes to fill in a hole. It's with a fish through the ice.
Oh, we're going to be fishing.
At least he's doing better than me. I have not been able to make myself go out ice fishing yet. I've thought about it. Unfortunately, sold most of my gear here when we moved off a lake, so I'm ready to hit the fresh water here once the ice starts thawing a little more, but I will probably get out to do a little perching yet on the hard ice yet.
Oh, love perch. That is I think a bigger factor than most people consider. It's the gear. If you don't go out and invest in the right gear, you just don't end up ice fishing, because there are certain things you need.
Well, you know, back when we were kids, it was a 5-gallon bucket with your old man. And, you know, nowadays when I got rid of all my gear, I had, you know, nice Shanny, Heater, Vexlar. I had so many different poles. I mean, it's a completely different game when you can enjoy a little warmth while you're out there.
Well, and now there are, of course, all the powered augers, which is total game changer.
You guys sound like my back of my pickup truck.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, your back of your pickup truck is doing better than mine, because mine's filled with trapping gear right now, but it is full as well.
Are you going to go to that trapping gig at Hilltop?
No, I will not be there. Actually, in just a couple days, we'll be heading down to Florida as well to enjoy a little warm weather.
Okay.
But I've been braving the cold pretty much every bright and early morning around 4:30 or in the evening after the lights go down, running a set outside of work. And I don't know if my wife loves it or hates it, but it gives me something to do.
And what are you trapping?
So depending on the weather, I'm still doing some beaver trapping. I'm picking up a muskrat here and there. As soon as the temps warm up, I've been doing pretty well on raccoons as well. And I think I've did a nick in the population of possums by me, a little bycatch. But the problem that it runs down to is my basement has turned into a flushing and skinning area, to my wife's dismay.
So are you tanning those hides yourself?
Nope. So what I've been doing is, after I skin and flesh, basically I've been drying. Now my beavers, I think I'm going to send out to Mink and Moyle Taxidermy out in Utah to have them done. It's just the actual soft hand process is so involved, and I just don't have the time or the wherewithal to spend that many hours doing it.
Yeah, it sounds like something you want to do until you try it, actually, and then it's like...
Yeah, it's
huge
like
commitment.
For $18, I can send this out, and they'll mail it back, and I can roll it over my arm, and it's beautiful. Sounds good to me.
So they run it through a machine, do you suppose?
Yeah, they have special machines that will grind down or tear down the hide, as well as they get that nice soft tan on it where you can just like a piece of fur on a mm-hmm. fur jacket, you can just roll it right across your arm, nice. And it's soft as soft can be.
So if we're talking fish, if Chaz is going to bring back some fish from the hard water, what are you tempted to do with, let's say, some perch this time of year?
Now, are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. I didn't know if we were on the background. So a lot of the things that I've been doing, like I did some walleye here earlier this week where I did an almond-crusted baked walleye in one of the ovens at work. I'm still doing a lot of frying fish. I've got my little portable deep fryer that I haul around with me. Actually, I've done really well doing some fish curries, which I think I brought in here a couple times ago. That was actually sheep's head curry. But any of the firmer flesh fish, I kind of like to make curry out of.
Sheep's head curry. I thought it was like a joke. I thought you were like trying to,
I never joke about wild food, brother. It's always out of my sleeve. If I tell you it's that, it is.
But sheep's head
I got a really big smirk on my face.
Usually do. Sheep's head, though, is a very strong fish. It reminds me of mackerel.
Yeah, so it is. It's a little robust in flavor, but the nice thing with sheep's head is the flesh is so firm that it really lends well to stews, curries, things along that nature, where it doesn't break all apart and fall all apart like a lot of those softer fleshed white style fishes or white fleshed fishes. So it holds up really well in some of those dishes.
That's funny. Chaz, what's your thought about sheep's head?
Sheep's head? I've never actually
ate it.
Kept one in the boat.
I can now say I did.
But now your perch, I like using some sauteing it with mushrooms and finishing with a cream sauce.
Mm.
Putting that over maybe a little side of rice. You look pretty fancy.
In the winter, especially, perch is just so incredible.
Well, the other one I'd go to is my bluegill soup, because I'll make a nice cream potato soup, and when it's at the full boil and it's done, it's ready to serve, drop the bluegill fillets in. They'll just enough time to cook them, and they're done.
Yeah, they'll cook in seconds and that.
And everybody gets them, and it's not as firm a fish, so it's going to crumble apart, and it
right.
just that's, works great.
I love your process. I think that's absolutely how you do it.
And the
timing in any of these processes is the big deal.
Well, they taught me in the early age the first three rules of cooking fish. Don't overcook the fish. Don't overcook the fish. And don't overcook the fish.
Words to the wise.
Yeah, and words undercooking isn't things. Always that great either, like might I add.
Pardon me?
I said undercooking fish isn't always the most pleasant either.
Oh, no.
Unless it's sashimi.
True. Who doesn't love a little sashimi?
Yeah, I signed up recently for with a company called Wild Alaska, and they ship me seafood to my house. I don't have to even go. And it's fresh caught, all wild caught
I might
Alaskan
pull your man
seafood.
Card. It's just against my... It's against my religion to buy fish.
I can't afford to fly to Alaska to get halibut and rockfish.
Okay, but I can get salmon out of the big lake.
No, I'm not buying salmon. I'd rather have my salmon here. I don't like most of the salmon I buy in stores like that. Are you much of a salmon eater, Brad?
Yeah, so I do salmon if I catch a 2-year fish, definitely grill it, broil it. Cedar blanket, cool with all that. If I catch any of those fish in I'd say the 15-plus pound range, they tend to be out of Lake Michigan. It seems to me a lot fishier tasting. So a lot of times I'll smoke those fish, and then I'll make, you probably remember, good old smoked salmon dip or just my daughter.
You're very good at that.
Really
How could I even ask you what you do with salmon? Brad Ensing, Garrett's Appliance. Everybody go down and see Brad and get yourself a brand new kitchen, new laundry room, whatever you need, because they've got it. And
he might be cooking squirrel that day.
If you get a chance.
This time of year, it's beaver chili right now. So
nice.
That's awesome.
Well, on that note, Brad, hey, you have a great day, and we appreciate you, buddy.
All right, guys. We'll talk to you all soon. Take care.
Thanks, bud.
All right, you've been listening to segment one of the Grilling Guys. We've got Barbecue Bob here, Jop on vacation. Segment two is coming up.